Ned took me to my office afterwards and he said, I just want you to know that you, I think you and the president did something for the world, and there are no feelings of might or the proud of the river. This is tremendous.
He sees it now.
Oh, yeah. He took the initiative. He said...
You noticed what I gave him. I got...
You did it,
Julius. Well, I don't want them to feel that I sat here knowing something that didn't tell them. And I think you ought to tell Smith that he wanted, I wanted to tell the group tonight that the president, without saying so, meant to say there that when something happens here, it is because... if you play a major role in it, China,
oh,
that's
yeah.
What I really want of it. But it's the result of their negotiations and so forth that makes possible developments.
Right.
I was, you know, they're all smart enough to get double talk, and I,
oh, yeah.
I was talking to two levels.
No problem. One thing Dobrynin asked me was to make it as brief as possible. It's all right. I think this doesn't claim too much.
Toward our step forward in our goal of our goal of making of,
I don't think you should claim too much for it, others claim for you.
So, got it here.
No, but here we've confided. We've said it's a major step in breaking the deadlock in the negotiation. That is true.
This is a, I'll say that at the beginning, let me see. This, this announcement, this is an announcement to the desire by both countries to bridge the gap between our positions.
That out. No, I think actually...
I don't know if that paragraph is too necessary.
No, that's...
The last, the United States, this next crucial phase of negotiations determined to bring it to a successful conclusion.
Beyond that line, we will try to make even further progress on the end of negotiations.
Bring in the idea that there are other areas we negotiate in. It's two coming up. You see my point?
Yeah, that's...
To conclusion.
And we will continue or something. We will try to expand or make this truly an era of negotiation in other fields as well. We'll get our allies so jumpy.
All right.
To make it truly a theater of negotiation.
Maybe we won't say that either. No, what the hell would I want to do? This says about new era. No, we don't want to make it appear that we and the Soviet Union have spent it. Later this next year should be.
Plus the Chinese are going to be interested too.
Make this idea that both sides can devote their energies and resources to weapons of war.
That's
works of peace, that's what you want. I wouldn't put that in. I'd say beyond that, lots of tasks include even more far-reaching agreements. I think we better leave that on.
I agree.
The United States, what is next? Here's the way I think it. What you ready about the beginning. And I think the beginning is a little better the way this goes.
The announcement today is a significant development in breaking the deadlock and the talks on strategic armaments between the United States and the Soviet Union. The announcement now being made that some take step forward toward our goal of reducing their
negotiations. should say negotiation discussions. As a result of negotiations at the highest level.
Involving the highest level.
Down there, hold. We got the act, just so you get by about five. We just need to buy another 5 on the product. That's the problem.
he talked to you, didn't he?
Yes, sir. I don't know what that's my fault. Yes, sir, and I don't know what happened that period on the Tom Springs that maybe Ken's against the winter vacation for 2 days.
But that's just a kind of like that.
It's speech at FY 72. So then we did an evaluation since, and now we're frankly in another one, and I just to make it.
Go ahead, I'll speak where it's changed there, so that's back to me, just FY 52, or 72, no problem.
Help us, July 1st, Ken.
Help people all over the country, because we've got a credit crunch everywhere. People are getting foreclosed on, and not just in Texas, because of this drought. And their local crops, local situation, and
this is 50 million dollars. Yes, sir, but I think the truth is, the 50 million is going to be used in Texas and Oklahoma, and if I believe this works out by this cap, we can announce that we can expand this, we can take 72.
Well, now, we're a big ball, we're going to be off a while ago, and said it's 72 is almost.
We can use it on the FY 72.
That's what I meant, so FY 72 is here July 1st, so hell, let's spend the money.
This is a dollar.
Not a couple days we use in Southwest.
For the time, my God, I never did understand, though, the number. Smart, but the argument was already, if you take the focus off of Texas and Oklahoma, if you go with it nationally in the spend a day, that was already back. This is a sample shot deal, and next week, it's great.
Yeah, I just, the main thing you want to do, very frankly, politically, is to help here.
Mr. President, let me stop this story.
Yeah.
When I got into this, I find that in operating loans and ownership loans, these are two important categories. The ceiling has not been lifted significantly since 1960. And there's a group of subparent people of bureaucrats that were in the United States someplace that somehow managed to back this thing and stall it. So that Freeman tried to get increased. And they never got it done, and they knocked us down for 2 years. Well, there was no excuse for it because it was a buzzing out like item until now.
Yeah.
But it isn't from here on. And there's just no damn sense in farmers being short of money to borrow. We can short loans, we go in the open market to get it. There's a little subsidy involved between the rate that goes for it and that, but it's the law of the land, and we often have limits. We ought to be able to tell these farmers that if you need it and you can justify it, it's here for you. And I hope we can put that out there. Okay, okay.
Well, that's what I should have done. Does everybody understand? Does everyone understand it? Does Aunt Weinberger understand it?
Let me make sure.
But are we in the problem?
I don't know the problem. Well, we do another press conference in about a week.
No, I'm worried about it. The principle here we're talking about is from now on in this administration, we're going to do whatever is necessary to make enough of the money available for farm ownership and operating loans and farm loan administration so we don't run out of money and have to cap down.
Well, I can't say blank for that.
The president just said it.
Are you saying it?
Well, the fact is, I'd like to see what the problem is. If there's any question about the guarantees, it seems to me with our enormous importance of agriculture.
But it argues very much that the evidence isn't there, that there are not, and the debate goes on.
Well, if there isn't any evidence, what?
That there isn't enough evidence,
that they're running out of money, they're
running out of money.
Right. What are you saying? Out of money for a month.
Well, they've never had enough. It's always been a harvest moment.
Since 1960, it's worse than ever.
Who the hell is the head of the outfit?
What is it, the farmer's home? But
who is their man?
Jeff Smith.
Jeff Smith.
Former congressman.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you've got to put, you've got to, who's going to watch this to be sure? This is a very technical thing. Can you watch it, Pete?
Yes.
Maybe this is a banking problem, basically. I just want to be sure that you understand. I know how these farmers feel, and companies look at me about it in very strong terms. I don't want to make a budget decision. You know, they're talking about $1 billion next month this year.
You know, I understand. I understand, John. This is
not kind of money you're talking about interest rates.
Well, and it's a subsidy, a very small subsidy.
I can't. Yeah.
And let me say this, Pete. It seems to me that this makes a lot of sense. I'd like for you to sit down with this.
Sure, you're rather by comment.
These are low interest rate men. The administration got them, and apparently everybody else wants to raise the interest rates. Our government wants to raise the rates in order to save the dollar. Got them.
special meeting, it was agreed that John would talk to Karen Burns and say,
John Collins.
Yes, and no more Operation Twist. We want to get those short, keep those short-term rates down.
Absolutely, absolutely. Listen, I have a feeling myself, Jeffy, and it affects housing, it affects farms, it affects everything else. You as a banker know this, farmer, investment banker. I think that interest rates could be even more important than hell of a more important budget in terms of where this economy is going to be in terms of how people do. You agree, Tom?
Yes, sir. I think at some point, if it's moving fast enough in the fall,
next spring,
then there's nothing we can do.
We're not there yet.
That's right.
We're not there yet.
And unfortunately, interest rates have started to move a little bit, so.
Now, I buy a note of Friedman's argument, which is summarized. You read it in the newsweek list this week. You know, his whole argument was summed up by the title, because of the market prices. That's what it is. It's not a dollar crisis. It's a goddamn mark. This fellow Brand is a socialist. And he is spending wildly, and they have a hell of a high inflation and zero unemployment in Germany. And he won't do a thing about it. So the mark is a result of that. I think we've got a problem. I think that the psychology here across the country now is your rate is going up. And you'll reverse this easily.
They will
look at the psychology of Donald Trump.
That's right.
They did well to work on that. That's true. But I've talked about a number of people in Arizona. They're shifting now. We're all loyal again.
Right.
You know what I mean? Marketing and home building, President. I know home building is still at $1.9 billion. It's pretty good. But Pete, you have about 3 or 4 months of those mortgage rates. You told me the president, what's his name? Mark told you that mortgage rates were sharply down.
Yes.
Is that true, or is that
as of that was, as you know, about a month ago?
Yeah,
I had a game with Mark this morning to find out what he thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
Both to the availability of money, the cost of money, and how it starts throughout the rest of the year. He says that the demand has been so high on SNL that they've moved from the 6.75-7.25 level from up to 7, 7.5. That's what they're putting mortgages out at. He says that the money is coming into SNL at an unprecedented rate and will continue to do so through the third quarter. Not sure about the fourth quarter. He's perfectly satisfied that what we have in place will keep housing starts at a 1.9 million, 2 million level through the third quarter.
We want it higher.
We've talked to him about what else we can do to make sure that in the fourth quarter and in the first and second quarters of next year it goes to the 2.1 million, 2.2 million level.
And on that score, let me say that Max Fisher was in here. He said he mentioned talking about other expenses. Their main concern was about housing and money market. Romney was talking about it, this is interesting. I know nothing about it. You do. But it seems to me that John, you're on that term. There's nothing more important to our economy than to keep these damn interest rates in a place where they're going to build these houses. And for nest safe farmers.
Now, I have one question, Mr. President. I've been a home builder that for a long time. Just one slight question.
You just want to be responsible.
I think we ought to keep it moving at an orderly pace and don't guide it too fast, because some of the builders are already getting a little bit concerned about overbuilding in some areas. So I would receive some degree of caution. I agree with you. What I would like to see do is make an orderly progression through this 72 elections. Look on the outside of that. Not get the upside, you got too soon to be on the downside in November 72.
If I can, Mr. President, you're talking with President Warren this morning. His prediction on the assumption that we do what we can do and what we have in place is 1.9 million from now to through the first half of the year, go up to 2.2 million, 2.1 million level through the second half of the year, ending the year at 2.2 million, 2.1 million. And he thinks we can move to the 2.2 million next year. 60% of the housing starts are financed through his organizations, 20% through the commercial banks, and another 20% through individual insurance companies, etc. We are having meetings now with the Fed, Treasury, etc., to make sure that they do what's necessary. And I think, John, if we follow that schedule, we'll meet what you're looking for, which is climb right to the top.
I just don't want to see it on the way down, November 7th.
Now, in the meantime, we could just simply say that in this case, I want to be sure that we don't appear to be either negative on something or the farmers think we promised in that speech at home, Springs.
Okay.
Right.
there is a technicality in here, because you said FY 72.
I know.
We're talking about the next part of that.
Well, but this is not part of the outlay, really. I think it was going to be agreed, I'm glad to drop the tax up on the thing now, and the next week or so, we got the rest.
Now, let me get this one perfectly clear, that this is not flat, so for this, so this 50 million is one of the Southwest. Now, it's not going to just be the Minnesota or something, I don't think like that.
Just 48,000 for 40 million on the top, we don't need 50 million in the Southwest. We just got it.
All right.
But you have to look at the point, I think, with Minnesota, you have to have, we'll make sure that there is absolutely no,
Sure.
Every application,
we've said that.
I won't tell you why, but by the end of the week, they're going to rule the day.